You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Another episode of the Cooligans live from the palatial, the president's building in Langola. What's the word I'm looking for here?
Estate? Palatial estate?
No, palatial estate just means like a big place.
The embassy.
From the palace. I guess I overused it.
Palatial palace.
Palatial palace. Mm. That's what it's called now. I dare you to say
like
so.
That,
sounds like a late night commercial for a casino in Yonkers.
Yeah. Trust me. That's all, that's the slogan?
The palatial palace.
Nah, it's huge. A lot of people have won. That's all I'm going to say.
Stop asking for paperwork. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Okay. Alexis, he's doing everything he can to seem as American as possible. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
These laws, again, are pretty crazy.
Right. Stop asking me for my paperwork, bro.
Yo, what's going on in Florida?
No.
Bro,
I heard that you're not allowed to be like migrant.
Yeah, pretty much. You can't be a migrant. You can't be gay. You can't be trans. You can't be anything.
Can't be anything.
If you're not just a white male and wearing Dockers, they'll be like, no, you are a problem.
They're like, yo, you getting a lot of booty? Bro, I'm getting tons of booty. Well, you're allowed in the state. Welcome, dude, bro. I'm smashing heavy, bro. We'll get in here.
So that's it, bro. It's all just American Eagles out here, all right?
Bro.
Everybody questioning, asking for our papers, all right? No, welcome to the show.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
We're excited, as always, to cover all things soccer, football, for you.
Calcio. Of course, Miguelito's here as well.
Yes. That's right.
Star-studded producer Miguelito.
He's bedazzled in stars and
bro,
studs.
That's me, bro.
Y'all can't see him, but he wears fringe a lot, dude.
Yeah, you guys don't know. I just dress like out of pocket every week.
Yo.
I'm dressed like Elton John back here. You guys just right? don't know.
But we have to talk about the Champions League semifinal. We had two lovely matches. Well, one of them was lovely. The other one was...
One of them, I thought, was, you know, what a nice title fight. And the other one was a money fight. Someone took a dive. And just like,
the person you would not expect to. So we'll start with the one that happened first. Obviously, Inter Milan. Against Milan. Mm-hmm. yeah, that's how they tell them apart.
Some
people don't know. Yeah.
But Inter wins the second leg 1-0, 3-0 aggregate. And not much of a matchup.
I mean, Lau was injured. What are you going to do? He clearly didn't look like his best self.
Was he injured? Did we
he
know?
He was injured the match before.
Before the first leg?
Yeah. Well, he came off a little bit. It was unsure whether he was going to be able to play. He didn't play in the one Serie A match, but he was seen in training. And when you saw him, you know, you could clearly tell he wasn't at his best.
And they did the Dumfries just unlocked. My man handcuffed himself to Lau.
Dumfries looked at the kit man and said, "You're going to have to give me bigger pockets." Okay, I'm about to put a whole grown ass man up
you
in here.
You remember in Street Fighter 2, there was like a cheat. It was called the handcuffs. It was with Guile. It was like a move that you would do, and then you would end up like the opponent was just stuck to you the entire match, and it would basically make the game pointless because you couldn't even play anymore. Do you remember that?
What do you think? I'm gonna let you decide. You decide at home whether I remember that.
Do people remember those Street Fighter 2 glitches? That's what Dumfries did.
Or did I just hear about this right this moment?
AC Milan. They looked like. I guess with the injuries that they had, obviously no Zlatan, you know, missing players, they just look like they were not prepared for this game. You know what I mean? This, it felt like this should be a very important derby, and I wanted to see like a Boca River type energy.
They don't got that though. They ain't like that. They share a stadium, like friend. It's a, like families are like half. It's a lot like Liverpool, Everton. It's there's jokes, there's banter, but it's not like heated. You know, you don't stab your uncle because he shows up in an Everton shirt. You know what I mean?
I mean, Thanksgiving, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but you know what I mean.
Right.
The Sunday roast.
Yeah, their Thanksgiving, which is, I don't know what.
It'd be weird if they
celebrates the day the dentists are left as a nation.
But yes, it didn't have that energy, and I wish it did. So that like kind of bummed me out because I thought the across both legs just wasn't very entertaining. But congrats to Inter Milan. Now you are facing the buzzsaw that is Manchester City. Best of luck.
AC Milan, I think, made out like a baby.
Like, thank God.
Wow, we don't have to go all the way to Istanbul to be embarrassed?
Anyway, the...
Which I'm going to be there.
That's right.
How crazy is that?
Alexis, if you hadn't seen on Morning Footy on TBS, Alexis got a nice surprise. You will be going to...
Why do they keep doing this to me?
You will be going to Istanbul for the Champions
League. I think
they're
trying to knock you off, Alexis. They're trying to send you to different, more progressively dangerous
places.
They
just keep putting me... My first question was, am I going to get security? If you saw the clip. This is going to be crazy. I've never been to a Champions League final. I've been to a Champions League game.
Right.
When I went to Dortmund versus... Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, which was fun. Stamford Bridge, not that nice.
Well, yeah, we talked about this.
Intimidating.
Yeah, Chelsea fans were very upset with you for calling it like a bus station or whatever.
Yeah, also it's a little dusty. I'm not gonna lie, bro. You could do better. Although I heard Todd Bowley, your favorite.
favorite owner.
And wait a minute, Chelsea fans are now have deleted their text because they actually love Todd Bowley, and I'm going to bring him up. But he said he's going to spend a lot of money upgrading it, so good for you. But it does feel a little different than your average match. There's like when you hear the theme music, you're like, oh, wow.
Right.
I'm here. Bro, Istanbul is going to be crazy.
I've been to Istanbul, to the airport.
Hey.
Nice airport.
Bro, I should ask you for Rex. He's like, yo, this is Orange Julius in Terminal 4.
For my honeymoon, I went to Italy, but coming back, the flights direct from Italy back to New York were so expensive that it was like $400 cheaper to fly the reverse direction to Turkey. And then, which added another 3 hours to the flight and fly
good
from there.
God.
It was... dumb, but the honeymoon was expensive. So join the Patreon, patreon.com/soccerhooligans. That is how you help me recover from my honeymoon.
And now he has a baby, man. We really need you guys. shouts to all the Blangolan citizens.
Okay. You do get automatic Blangolan citizenship if you join the Patreon.
Yeah.
So Real Madrid against Manchester City at the Etihad. They lost 4-0.
The first leg, it felt like, you know, at least this is my belief, if you've watched Morning Footy, I really believe that Carlo Ancelotti got the upper hand on Pep Guardiola, and Pep Guardiola kind of giggled and then took out an entire army. You know, if Carlo Ancelotti slapped Pep brought the Blangolan army to this game.
He brought, you know, the Spartans from 300.
Yeah. This was, it felt like the game started and... you know, Real Madrid were at minute zero, and Manchester City had already kind of played a half.
Okay.
The level of intensity at the beginning of the match is, I don't think I've ever seen Manchester City play like that. I was like, damn, bro.
Well, I guess the first thing you notice is, you know, after the first leg, they were like, oh, you know, a point at the Bernabeu is... Pep will take that. That's a win. And so psychologically, you understand that it came from like that.
You know, if Kevin De Bruyne doesn't have like this single moment of brilliance, they leave there with a 1-0.
Yeah, and they still win anyway.
And
right?
It wouldn't have mattered. You know, at that moment, we would be saying something different. But right now, we know hindsight being 2020, it would not have mattered.
But we know that the Bernabeu is an intimidating environment, which is why you say leaving there with a draw is that's good. That's almost like a win, but. is it felt like the Real Madrid players were playing at like the Camp Nou, or like, you know, at a place that is as equally as intimidating as the Bernabeu.
It looked like they were playing the Monstars.
Yeah, seriously.
This was, I've never seen anything like
Vinicius,
this before.
Who was absolutely dominant, gave Kyle Walker a really, really hard time.
Bro, Kyle Walker looked, he was being spun.
Yeah, yeah, in that first leg.
And no, the exact opposite. I said this on the show. I'm like, every advantage that Real Madrid had, Manchester City found a way to extinguish it. You know, Benzema wasn't good in the link-up play. He could barely touch the ball.
Yeah. But to Real Madrid's credit, Erling Haaland could barely touch the ball as well. He got more chances in the second leg.
Yeah, he was a bit more influential in the second
but
half.
But
he didn't score in the whole semifinal.
It did feel like they were both kind of using the same tactics to neutralize both of their forwards. Right. Benzema didn't really do that much. And outside of the, Haaland had some great chances in the game. But they were attempting to let minimize any touch for Erling Haaland.
Yeah, and Thibaut Courtois saved it from being a 6-0.
Dude,
yeah.
I mean, he was absolutely fantastic.
Did you hear this? Shouts to Five Aside who put this up, and I did more research. I looked it up. That's right, I looked something up. And when I tell you about it, you'll know why I looked it up. Okay, all right. Well, everyone is being beheaded by Angola. Apparently, this is a while back, Kevin De Bruyne had cheated on his girlfriend. Girlfriend went to Thibaut Courtois.
I've heard this. Yes.
Okay. So I've totally forgot about this. Shouts to Five Aside. Great podcast. Put up a clip and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Because when he first scored against him, when De Bruyne scored against him, he let out a big cheer. And I'm like, man, he really loves the semifinals.
big fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Of this particular round of the Champions League.
He loves the first leg, bro. He's just a first leg guy, you know? But yeah, and you could tell that there was a lot of interest in him beating Courtois. Courtois looked like, I was like, bro, this guy's a stone wall. Ain't nothing happening. Somebody put up a picture of a brick wall and said Courtois today. And then almost immediately the first goal goes in, and then the second goal goes in a few minutes later, and somebody put up a hammer and said Bernard Silva today. And it was a hammer. I mean, it's the old, like, all right, we're going to double team Michael Jordan. We're going to let everybody else try to beat us. And then Scottie Pippen goes for 80. That's what happened. That's what happened.
It's tough. I mean, look, and De Bruyne and Courtois play on the same national team as well.
Apparently they hate each other.
Did you
see the clip of Kevin De Bruyne?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Telling Pep Guardiola to shut up.
Yeah, saw that. I love that.
While Pep Guardiola is speaking Flemish. Well, he was talking to my man in his own language.
He was speaking Flemish, you sure?
Yeah. Oh, he said traitois. It's very Frenchish. Flemish.
Okay.
And he was like, he was saying like...
To pass. He said him to pass the
ball. Yeah, he said pass the ball, but he said, I don't know what traitois means, but apparently it means like, yo. I think it means tell me to shut up, because Kevin De Bruyne turned around and said...
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
He said, shut up.
You would think... Look, also, I was yelling at the screen, yo, pass the ball, Kevin. I mean, me and Pep, we're basically the same guy.
It's funny you say that, because I was yelling, yo, Pep, shut up. Right? So me and De Bruyne, bro.
Because we must be brilliant masterminds of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Architects,
I'm kind of wavy, but you really, you're more of a details guy.
I was saying, yo, De Bruyne, you should be passing right now.
And I was saying, let me cook.
Because, look, towards the end of the game, and that's a great point, because they were already up.
Thank
probably
you.
They were already up maybe two or three goals, and Real Madrid looked like they gave up. And
I wouldn't say that, because remember, this is Real Madrid's way, right? Like, they sit back, you think they're out of it, next thing you know, they score two in 10 minutes. But that, to me, that Alaba free kick, that when that didn't go in, I was like, this ain't
that
bad.
Yeah, they didn't have any ideas.
There's no magic.
Yeah, but... The you know,
and yo, Luka Modric, bro.
The entire midfield. I haven't seen Real Madrid's midfield get run over
they
like
look
that
old,
in forever.
Old. But see, the problem is, so you mentioned that Erling Haaland was like, wasn't really getting much service. They kind of had Toni Kroos in front of him. So Luka Modric was like left to do a lot of the work on his own. That dude is, bro, he's 38 years old. Yo, you were going to kill that man.
Well, they didn't start Rudiger, which seemed odd.
But how would he have helped?
He did well in the first leg. Haaland did.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have changed Bernardo
Silva. I don't think
Silva's.
It would have changed anything, but Militao was getting cooked, bro.
Militao was reacting. Militao has taken a massive step back this year. Remember when people were like, this has got to be in your you know, top La Liga.
Yeah, yeah.
11. I think you can say the same for the entire Real Madrid defense. They just have not looked like nearly as good as they were.
I don't
were
know. Camavinga, not his position left back, but the kid looks good wherever he plays. Yeah. Camavinga's a star.
But when you have like Ferland Mendy, Eder Militao, who was like some Rudiger or Alaba, whoever Alaba's that third them, yeah. center back is, and then Carvajal, that's like a legit unit.
Totally.
Carvajal getting old too.
I hate Carvajal. But like
in
general.
I love what he did to. I love him in the first leg. He's like, hey, I'm going to fuck you up. How am we get away with it?
Because Jack Grealish looked like prime Messi out there. Dog.
Grealish was like, leg one was Jack Grealish looked dusty. Leg two, that's a whole different leg, bro.
Okay.
It's a much nicer leg, got a tan on it.
Those thick calves were loose.
Bro, he was, and he smiled the whole way through.
He was having a, did you see those photos of him holding the, one of the coaching staff, like a little man, he was carrying him on his shoulders?
No.
Dude, I'm going to pull up this photo. It's absurd. CBS had posted it.
And I should have seen it. Shouts to the home team.
You mean Fox Sports, bro? Yo. Shout out Kate Abdo. That was a great clip.
No Kate Shade on this show. What
was the reaction to that? That was pretty
funny.
There
is none. We said we got sent an urgent email saying to not react.
If anybody...
Queen Kate, no shade from me.
Kate Abdo accidentally said Fox Sports instead of CBS Sports.
It's kind
of
nice, though, to see her make a mistake.
Because she's a flawless human being.
Bro, when we were... I think I've told this story on the show before, but when we were waiting before I got surprised by Henri, when we were waiting in the room... She was reading. She read the intro that was pre-filmed so that we would all already be on the couches. Even though the way they cut it, it was seamless. Yeah, this guy is super tiny. I'm sorry. This guy is just super tiny.
Jack Grealish is not a tall guy.
He's not a tall guy. I'm so sorry. But that is a child.
But yeah, look,
with an
adult's
head.
These are the photos. This one, like
I'm
a
so
small,
sorry.
It looks like cute. I have no idea.
We're not making fun of the guy, but next to Grealish.
But it's like,
then
when he's carrying him on his shoulder, then it's like, all right, is it disrespect? Should we be laughing or not? I don't know.
I don't know. But this is, Grealish seems to be having a good time. So we're sitting there and she's reading. You know, she's like, with Susanna Collins and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, Guerreros is misspelled. It's, she goes, you need to change that. It's Guerreros. And she's like, no, you're misspelling it. It's just, and I'm like, bro, my nephew don't know how to spell this. He's 12 years old. She knows how to spell. Like, she has all the details correct at all times. But also, I think she has to babysit. You know, Jamie and Micah. Thierry kind of is fine. But, you know, Jamie and Micah, you kind of got to babysit. So, yeah, there's a chance that, especially live where Micah's home, Micah looked like a puppy where there's a TV show with a lot of dogs on it. Because he just kept looking over and everyone's his friend there.
Right.
You know, he got hit with the water and didn't even react to the sprinkler. There's a lot going on there. But
it's great to see a lot of, I mean, and it's great to see the that crew get a lot of love. A lot of people, I've been seeing people on Twitter say, like, this should be the global feed. This is why, you know, because everybody's like tired of BT Sport or Sky or whatever.
Old. It's crap now. Mm-hmm. But
old like Madrid's midfield.
Damn. Yo, well, who's the producer? Luka Modric? dude, everyone in the group chat, that North London group chat I'm in, it's about 30 people. Maybe 20 of them are active. Every single one of the active people watch the CBS.
Oh, yeah.
They all have, like, whatever they call them. They call them dodgy boxes. I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I'm like, I never met a lady, so I can't.
Oh, I knew a girl like that once.
Oh, mad disrespectful. But you do what you got to do. They say they have a dodgy box that they plug into the TV, and they pretty much watch a lot of American television as it is. But it's apparently, like, a thing where, like, in England, nobody wants to watch BT Sport.
Yeah.
They all want to watch CBS's coverage, which is like a huge honor. They're choosing to watch an American coverage. Yes, it's all British dudes and a French guy and Kate, a British woman. But still, the fact that they want to watch our coverage that's a massive step forward for America.
100%. And I think look, it's obviously for European people still, you know, it's not, if I think if there's one American voice that would have some issue with it or be be a little bit more critical. But it does say the energy, the vibe, it's American, and like the entertainment aspect is more the main focus.
Yeah.
When I think that's why people.
The fact that it's fun.
Exactly.
You know, I think BT is trying. I don't know if you saw, I don't know what channel it is, but Roy Keane is on the coverage. And I can't remember the name of the woman who's a very good host. She was asking Roy Keane a question on the side of the pitch side, and the camera was spinning around all of them. It was someone holding it, and it was like steady cam, and it was going in and out as they're answering it. And I was like, well, they're trying anything they can. They're doing anything they can.
I was going to say, the CBS Champions League coverage really reminds me of like the Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq crew for NBA on TNT.
Which it's just everyone in England talks about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love that show. Yeah. They think of that as like,
that is the best pregame show in all of sports.
Okay. We just need Micah Richards making fun of the weight of women in San Antonio. Why do people love that so much? And we're calling San Antonio women fat.
Wemby about to find out if that's real or not.
The last thing with the Champions League covers I want to mention, obviously.
I will say, you know, San Antonio is known for something called the puffy taco. Do you know what that is?
It's food.
By the way.
That's over there with the dodgy TV box.
It is food.
Yes.
It's just a deep fried taco shell that gets puffy.
No, a what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wasn't me, everyone.
The last thing, obviously, Real Madrid lost, Manchester City won. You would have to favor Manchester City in this final. So Alexis will be there and he'll let us know how it goes. The last thing I want to mention, Daniel Sturridge. I've been wanting to talk about this for weeks. Because Daniel Sturridge,
you and I brought this up during the World Cup a couple of times. Like, oh, he's doing content.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Daniel Sturridge, then
I stopped watching. And I go back. It is unhinged.
You missed a lot, bro.
Because it seems like they've really pared down to what the game is.
Daniel Sturridge, English footballing legend. I think he gets legend status.
No,
you don't think so.
The dance is more legendary than his.
He's more of like the streets will never forget.
Okay, that's right.
So he's wavier than he is. Is legendary.
All right, fair. And obviously, he was on Liverpool. That's where I really remember him the most. And he started a TikTok account, and he's been doing kind of content and recaps of games and previews of games. But they are definitely the most unique I think you've ever seen from a player, from a former player.
You've stretched the definition of unique.
Let's just play a little bit of his Real Madrid, Manchester City.
Should we show an older one first just to kind of give people some context?
Okay. All right.
Let's go back to the one you showed.
This is from the World
Cup. Oh, no, go to the next one because this is, I think, where it all began.
Okay. Him talking about Kylian Mbappe.
France versus Morocco. We have too many men. Many, 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 many men. Olivier Giroud. And we have Mbappe, da. Kili.
Mbappe, oh.
Obviously, they beat England in the last round, which hurts my spirit.
Final whistle, France survive.
But they did show why they are the world champions.
Okay, we don't need to. We get the idea.
You got a sense. He's doing like TikTok, I guess, World Cup updates?
Yeah.
He just has like a little sing-song a little bit.
So
right?
He
asked, some of them are like, they're not reaching, right? Chouameni men. Makes sense.
Okay. I mean, look,
right?
did he
carry a little too far, maybe?
Okay. You know? I mean, it's leaning hard into, you're getting into dad joke territory.
It's heavy. Yeah.
Right.
The kid's wearing Air Monarchs. Right? Okay. Or like Birkenstocks with socks.
So this is the...
So that's like the general last one I saw. And then you showed me one.
This is the latest one from the previewing the Champions League semifinal.
Is half a regular season.
Manchester City versus Real Madrid. Damn, baby, did you see him, Vinicius? Vinny was doing this, Vinny was doing that, but it was
okay. So first thing you notice, the intros.
The cadence.
But this is TikTok, like, expertise. This is how
TikTokified.
This is how you have, the first 3 seconds have to be... They have to be engaging.
Right.
And him, like, his voice gets...
Manchester City.
Manchester City versus Real Madrid.
His voice getting a little bit deeper, a little bit hoarse, and then
the zoom ins,
and this is the main thing. Is like, look, I'm not knocking anybody getting into the content game. Like,
no,
all good. But
we've had to be silly. We get it.
The funny thing here is the reaction usually from a lot of the fans because people
show a little more though, okay. So that people could see. You remember you how he kind of was sing song is?
Vinny was doing this, Vinny was doing that. But it was KDB with a screamer bringing Man City back into the game. And Rudiger was on some Mortal Kombat scorpion stuff with Haaland. Get over here. It's 1-1 going into tonight, and now we're at the Etihad. Real will do what they're known for, controlling the tempo midfield, getting the ball wide, and feeding Benzema. He's got the goals, he's a winner. City will look to control possession, be clinical in front of goal, and try to stifle Vinicius. It's a tough game to call. I believe Real have a massive chance of winning. But it go Haaland header, then Haaland shoot. Pick your poison, but it's going to.
I don't even know that reference.
I don't know, though. I mean, this might be, you know, some British rapper that we may not be aware of. I don't know. The main thing is that if you go through the comments.
What you stopped this on is ridiculous.
If you go through the comments, there's a lot of like, man, this man used to play in these games. You know what I mean?
I don't know. The first four you see.
Positive.
Champions League reacted.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I mean, they're doing numbers. I'm going to give them credit. But look, a lot of can't believe my man used to play in these games.
Yeah.
Blood used to play in these games. He used to play in these games. So I think there's a little bit of...
Yeah, your cousin Ava is in my class. Well, good for you.
There's a little bit of like when an athlete... start selling insurance.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Or when you find like the Japanese commercial of your favorite celebrity, never thought would come out.
It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's just like, oh man, I had you on this pedestal.
Right.
And this is what it's come to.
It's like Daniel Day-Lewis is like, hey, everybody.
Daniel Day-Lewis like, and Sharknado 8,
you buy some Jolly Ranchers. Yeah. You're like, damn, Daniel Day-Lewis. My man, you are Abraham Lincoln.
Bro, is Helen Mirren doing the Running Man in a Hello Kitty outfit? That's how it feels.
That's how it feels. And it's not wrong.
No.
I'm just saying.
Get your money, bro.
We were talking before we started recording. I'm like, yo, what is Daniel Sturridge pivoting? To.
What is this hopefully leading to? Because there's obviously some type of business manager who's like, yo, you gotta get a little bit wackier with the song choices. I think we're about to hit.
To Daniel, I don't care how many Champions League goals you score, all right? I need you doing a dance.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Remember when your dance created a whole wave? Okay, now imagine you were doing that, but with stupid song renditions. While updating everyone in what only I can explain is movie villain voice.
You guys want to try to make one? We should try to recreate one of these. For
I
the
would
Champions
love to do that.
We got
to
do that.
Champions League final, before it happens, we'll recreate a preview.
We'll do a
Sturridge.
Nice, we'll Sturridge-ify it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go full Sturridge from the TikTok.
Bro, nobody goes full Sturridge.
Sorry, we'll try to get this close. Without, you know, it's
not
like.
Even Daniel Sturridge goes full Sturridge.
Sturridge don't even know how to go full Sturridge. We no one's ever seen full Sturridge. Rumor is you can't actually hit full Sturridge. Sturridge needs to chill. That's the problem.
We tried to get Daniel Sturridge on the show.
Yes, we did.
A couple of years ago.
When we found out that he was staying in Boston with his lady.
Yeah.
And I had a connection to his lady's father, who was my friend's coach.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yo, this is like in Spaceballs. No. My brother's cousin's
I was
mom's
talking to a homie,
dude.
And he was like, yeah, I spoke to my old coach. And turns out Daniel Sturridge is staying with his daughter. And I was like, get him on the show. And he's like, that might be too much of a far. That might not be a strong enough connection. I was like, get him on the show.
We got to work on
that. If he came on the show, I think it would have been chill.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
I think he would have chilled very calmly. He would have, his voice would have been toned down just a little bit because
he would have been like, man, I want to chill. Give me a
Coors Light, Coors Light, Coors Light.
Give me those Blue Mountains. Okay, because that is how Daniel Sturridge and I don't want to speak for Daniel Sturridge. That's how I assume he would chill. Yeah.
In our minds, that's how the loud character of Daniel Sturridge would chill. Because look, when you and I, we got some friends hanging out, or the three of us. Me, you, Miguelito, at the end of a show, we want to kick back. We want to relax.
That's right.
What do? We pop open a nice cold beer. And I'm saying to myself, hey, if I want a nice cold beer, I go to the fridge. Well, how do I know which one of these is cold? I could lean forward and touch them, but now I'm touching other people's beers. You don't want to do that.
God forbid.
And especially since our fridge has a glass front, I literally, as I'm walking to it, I see that nice Blue Mountain. And I know, hey, not only is that beer cold brewed, it's cold right now. In the can, because it's got to bloom out.
Oh, man. You're really just walking us over the line. Thank you, Alexis.
I'm holding your hand, and I'm saying, come on, we'll do this together.
So when you need to chill, grab an ice cold Coors Light. Pair your plans with an ice cold Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Okay, now we have to ask the question, especially simply because America finally took a W, bro. America finally.
It's about damn time.
Okay, we've been in the mud.
Bro, we've been out there just literally buying duffel bags for all these L's.
America has been dusty. Everybody's been moving to Blangola.
Bro, people trying to get out.
People trying to get out quickly. But
and if Blangola is a better option, you've got problems.
Falarin Balogun has made the one-time switch.
Where was that man born?
He was born in NYC.
Bro, you're welcome, America.
Okay.
Also, this man who, if you don't know, Arsenal player on loan, Ligue 1, 19 goals, putting up bucket numbers. Okay, I think he's the third highest scoring league on right now. I'll have to look that up. Miguel. He is obviously putting up, he's gone cold a little bit, but he's putting up numbers. He went to Orlando, posted up a photo of himself.
Yes.
In Orlando, right?
Went to a Yankee preseason.
Bro, he went to an Orlando Magic game, right? Mm-hmm. He was just hanging out in Orlando where the national team happened to be setting up camp at the moment. But whatever, he was just chilling in Orlando, put up a photo. And what happened next? He even referenced this in his I'm picking America post. He said, put up a picture of just him and his friend chilling in Orlando. And next thing you know, the comments were loaded with American flags. Who here did that? Did you post an American flag in his comments?
50 of them.
I posted a bunch of them as well. So really, New York City. Posting in the me and you are the reason this man chose to represent America when he could have chosen England or Nigeria.
Right. So the we have to ask the question now that it's happened. Balogun is a U.S. men's national team player. Mm-hmm. What difference will he actually make?
Massive
on this team.
Massive. That's I'd love to hear what your opinion is. I'll give you mine. I think it's going to be massive. Look, in my conversations with Charlie Davies, I've asked. How much different is this guy than what we have in the pool right now? And he said, we don't have anyone that can play this style. We have a lot of guys that love to turn their back to the goal, right? Even PFOC, who right now may not really be in the fold, he plays that way. Ricardo Pepi is probably your more pure nine, right? The purest nine we have. I wouldn't necessarily say the most proven, but I don't think he's unproven either. I think he's having a great year with Groningen, even though they're getting relegated. I don't know if he goes back to Augsburg, but right now seems to be like the hottest probably nine we have. Jesus Ferreira, right underneath him, right? Bucket, scores goals. You do have to give a little bit of an asterisk. He's an MLS, right? You have to count as far as being like the main guy. You have to say,
scored
a great goal. Mm-hmm. And I think he posted something on social media and then deleted it after this
Balogun. Oh, did he?
Yeah. So apparently, let's just say there's going to be a lot of competition.
What? He deleted the congrats?
Yeah. Odd. He misspelled it. I think it's the problem. He definitely used the C. So if you, those are your guys, and then you go to Falarin Balogun, Arsenal player, playing incredibly well at a top level, at one of the bigger leagues. scoring lots of goals, can create his own goals, loves to put a defender on their back heel, doesn't necessarily need... Did you find the post?
Bro, it says, smile through it all, and it's got the peace sign and the hard eyes emoji, and he's just, like, laughing.
Oh, yeah. Well, after he scored the goal the other day, yesterday, right? He stood in front of the crowd. He looked like Christ the Redeemer kind of
look
thing.
Like Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus looked like Jesus?
Okay. And, I mean, look, I think this is probably going to bring out a lot of, better qualities from all the other forwards.
Bro, you got 3 years.
Yeah.
Prove to me you the guy.
So.
There's been other people that have chosen America. When was the last time you heard the name Aaron Johansson? Right?
Yeah.
There's been other
2014,
people. 2014? Yeah. There's been other people who have picked America, and it hasn't necessarily worked out. This doesn't mean this guy's, lights out going to be the starter or the perfect choice. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, based on the style that he plays, this guy makes all the difference in the world. If you look at the game against England, you and I sat here and said, bro, we were better for larger parts. And really, all we needed was a striker. If we had a 9 in that game, we win that game.
I think, so I'll say this. I think having Balogun immediately makes the U.S. the best team in CONCACAF.
Without a doubt.
I think that. I don't think that's a crazy statement to make.
And by the way, who's Canada's best striker? Jonathan David. Where was he born?
Kyle Larin.
Nah. Yeah, let me have the New York City.
Okay. We producing some of the best players ever. So I think there's that. But the, as far as the roster of forwards that we have, I think after watching the World Cup and watching how our forwards performed, I thought that was clearly the weakest position. And when Jesus Pereira got his start, he started against Netherlands. Who did he start against?
I believe it was Netherlands.
There's the thing for him is that clearly that's his first World Cup. You can see that
there's a curb, right? There's a little bit.
You
of
saw
a,
the nerves. Yeah. You saw, and that's really the
moment got to him. You think?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we that's where the U.S. needs to like. A step up in just simply, and that's why missing the 2018 World Cup was so detrimental, because it's not about the quality of players. We have an incredible team, and the quality is higher than it's ever been. Obviously, these players playing in Champions League and playing across Europe.
We've got a ton of midfielders that want to pass the ball
right
to a 9.
Okay, we can connect passes, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, not like KDB.
Yeah, it's like cooking food but not having a plate. Like we're. We're ready to go. You just go and get somewhere to serve.
It's a mentality thing that getting past the kind of that thing in your own mind of like, should I even be here? Am I good enough to be here? And it's like, we are. And having a player like this, I think, brings that because I think the U.S. does this better than a lot of other countries. And maybe because I don't, other countries have more footballing structure developed where nobody's really. Should I play for England or not? Yeah. Like if they call, I'm probably going to go there, right? But there's a...
And don't get it twisted. If Harry Kane doesn't exist, Balogun's not picking
exactly,
America.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But what we do as U.S. soccer makes a... I mean, we saw the video that Balogun released. I mean, it was they did a promo video for the one time switch.
Yeah,
which we have not really seen that before.
They treated it like a sneaker drop.
That was like one of those college recruiting videos, with like Brian Kelly on like the camera spin.
Yeah, they got Daniel Sturridge's right. Editor
up the U there, bro.
to make this video.
Daniel Sturridge is just doing the running man for nobody.
Because U.S. soccer knows because they have a lot of dual nationals, they have to market themselves as like a competent footballing nation.
Right, right, right. We have to at least show the world we know what we're doing, even if behind the curtain is un revolu.
I'm hosting this gala tonight, and I don't think I mentioned this to you. The keynote speaker is Sunil Gulati.
Let's go.
So let's see what I'm going to ask.
Get him on the show.
We'll see how that goes. So in general, I like that. I love that he made the decision, but I am curious, is it going to be another Aaron Johansson?
So if Balogun is on the team this World Cup, do we finish further ahead?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think so.
I think so too.
But
where? Hold on. But where?
I mean,
do we beat Netherlands?
It's definitely a closer game. I think we score against the Netherlands.
Yeah, I think we score, but I don't know if we beat them.
So then we don't finish further ahead.
Nah, probably not.
Well, I mean, maybe we do. Maybe
finish
maybe
top of the group.
Okay.
Maybe we beat Wales.
Maybe, yeah.
We clearly beat Iran, and then when we beat England, we go undefeated.
Then we just win the whole thing. Then we beat Messi.
Bro, Balogun is the king.
It would have been so easy.
Take the damn trophy away from Messi. Just give it to us. You basically won it.
So Balogun ruins every Argentinian's life. I like the way this is going.
You know what? In the meantime, I wanted to do this sooner, but.
Oh, boy.
You've chosen America?
I've chosen the United States.
Once I've switched from Blangola?
Let's go.
I'm getting hot. Anyway.
Yeah, it is quite hot here.
It's getting hot, and I've also decided to represent the United States of America. So.
Sorry, Dominican Republic. Get your ish together.
It's exciting. You know what's weird? Is I was more excited of the prospect that he might choose the U.S., than I am him actually choosing the U.S.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. I don't know. I'm like less excited now.
Yeah, that's like finishing before sex. Because you were thinking about it.
That's not where I was going at all. Bro. I was going to take that in a completely different direction.
You were like, I was just so excited. Sorry.
I was about to ask Kushner.
It could. The real thing couldn't possibly be that good. The thought of it alone.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to ask. This is the FIFA player and Christian coming out. He's like, I want to just get the players, and then I hate playing the game. Just give me the players.
Yeah, you unpacked.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Yeah.
Completed the SBC, and now you've got
I'm excited. Obviously, he's going to be called up into Nations
Without
League matches.
Without a doubt. He's the first phone call you make.
But he
might get to pick the manager.
We will see what he's a great player. I'm curious to see. Not only the higher standard that he is going to bring to just the attacking front, but I want players like this with this experience and pedigree to bring a higher mentality and a bigger like confidence to the team, so that Tim Ream and Walker Zimmerman are not passing directly to. Dutch players and stuff like that. Just to be like, yo,
he sets a new standard.
We belong here,
right?
That's what I think this move kind of represents. More
I mean, you're putting
anything.
A lot on the kid, but let's go for it.
It's
never not worked out.
I'm sure everybody's very happy, but I think this is this is just a good sign for the U.S. men's national team. Okay. What was the other
thing? Plus, he has the word gun in his name. Americans are going to love him.
Huge fans of that. Okay.
Falerin Bala Pistola.
Greg Abbott's just going to get the gun part on the back of his jersey.
John Morant's favorite player, Falerin
Bala Gun.
Bala Gun.
All right. Major League Soccer had its first midweek matchups, I believe, right? I think this was
Didn't they do that like week one?
I don't think
so. No, this was the first week.
This is the first one. Yeah, I mean, the U.S. Open Cup has been midweek.
Did you guys like it? I liked it personally. I was watching a lot of the
games. It was nice to have.
I got to be honest. I got to go to sleep. I mean, it's just killing me, bro.
But there were a couple good matchups. I think FC Cincinnati is probably, especially after the
week. It's against Montreal, though, even though Montreal was on a run.
It's still, but FC Cincinnati is like, they're leading the supporter shield, right?
I asked this. Montreal's record now is 5 wins. 6 losses or 7 losses now, 0 draws. Doesn't that kind of worry you a little bit that they can't eke out a draw in any of these?
Oh, yeah.
You're either blowing teams out or getting blown out. It's like, bro.
It's a huge problem. Yeah.
I mean, this got to say something. I'm not a coach. I don't have my B licenses. This got to mean something, right?
FC Cincinnati, more than anything, essentially a laughing stock of the league for
2 years.
For 2 years.
Remember, when they were in USL, they were killing it.
Yeah, and they got to MLS.
And they were like, what if we sucked? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
They were really, really bad. Obviously, a lot of players coming and going. Managers, they're going to keep managers. But now they're looking like a...
Are they top of the... supporter shield?
I think they are.
No, Cincy. 27 points.
They look spectacular. And Brandon Vasquez, who we're talking about forwards, right? Brandon Vasquez having an incredible season so far. And even last season he was great. I wonder if the Balogun news gets everybody like, all right, let's, you know, we all gotta step up, because now the class of forwards is looking just a little bit more like, all right, he's not gonna just come and take our spot like that easily.
I mean, this is good for the league because you have Brendan Vasquez and, like we said, Jesus Ferreira that probably need to step up. And if anybody else is interested in the position, now is the time to really start to sort of make a stink for it. But I don't know. I mean, I like the way Brendan Vasquez plays, but he's another one of those sort of big, big dudes that you would have him be more of a target man than you would, you know, the switching it up.
Oh, sure. Step over. Yeah. Yeah, like you get him service. I mean, we saw it in the friendlies when Julian Gressel, I thought him and Julian Gressel had a great, I remember they played together in Atlanta United when right. Brendan Vasquez was essentially the backup striker.
You know what Brendan Vasquez was most known for in Atlanta?
Please tell me. I do not know.
Remember the whole Barco thing?
Barco thing. Man, how time flies.
Flies, right? Remember, that was such a big moment for our podcast.
The Barco thing.
Bro. Yeah, man. Damn, bro.
The Barco that we forget about. Yeah. Barco's out just chilling in River Plate.
Right?
Damn, bro, I'm had a
texting other people's girls.
Do you remember?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm not gonna lie.
Girlfriend hooking up with the girlfriend. Of he hooked another
up
player.
He was trying to hook up with Brendan Vasquez.
Marie Cardi situation going.
Yeah,
on.
Very much so.
Little KDB Courtois
classic. Kind of
thing. Yeah, but I feel bad because Brendan Vasquez at the time is a very young player. I think he just came up from the academy.
Right.
Very young.
And
then he got shipped out, and we're like, bro, you're going to Sin City? Bro, why are you the one getting punished? Yeah. Now I think he's doing pretty good.
Turning things around, so that was great. These midweek matches, I thought the results overall were like just kind of weird and unexpected. MLS more than ever is, we usually get this, but there isn't any like... clear-cut dominant team.
No one knows what's going on.
LAFC is probably the closest we have to, but we usually have like one or two more, three more.
I think if you want to make money in MLS, bet $5 on every home team.
Yeah, that's probably...
You'll lose one or two of them? Don't do a parlay. Don't do a stupid parlay. Okay. You'll lose one or two of them, but for the most part, you goody.
Austin beating Seattle 2-1 at home. At Seattle at home, which is what?
Ethan Finley scored, and I was like, who? I forgot, bro. I forgot you was there.
He's there. Minnesota beating Houston.
Also, Danny Bowanga could have had a brace in like the first 20 minutes of that game.
Right, right. Ryan Hollingshead did score the game winner, but VAR, they found...
I had money on LAFC, so that was bound to happen.
Yeah. That's the problem, bro. You bet on LAFC.
I am the worst luck of all time, I think. I had Bwanga goal scorer parlay with LAFC. You hate to see it.
You would at home, you would take that all the
I
time.
I thought that was free money. I put it in and I was like, I'm going to turn the game off.
If you bet 1-1 every week, you
that's
normally
what I said.
Win.
I would be rich.
Hollings had scored a banger.
Bro,
at the end.
Top that was a great shelf, goal. Bro.
Beautiful. It looked like a ping pong ball. Yeah. Whatever. It's bouncing all around.
And when he was offside, right?
And in the buildup, there was an offside, which sucked, but to take that one away. But the. LA Galaxy losing again. I don't know if you saw the tweet from Ricky Puig. There was he tweeted a screen cap of the
Jack Grealish carrying the tiny guy.
He tweeted.
You know how like in old movies they would do the perspective shift.
Yeah.
In order to have a giant, you would have that person standing closer to the cat. That's mm-hmm. what it looked like. It looks like that little guy is so much
Ricky
further away.
I don't know who this tackle was against. I'm assuming that's...
Who's number three on the team?
On Mikey. No, I forgot his name.
Number three. You got to go all the way to the bottom to find LA Galaxy in last place.
But no, so Ricky Puig tweets out this still, and it's just a Columbus player who has his studs into the knee of a Galaxy player.
Julian Aude, number three. On
yeah, literally who I just pulled up. Argentinian, Julian Aude.
And he just says, it's a laughing emoji, and he just says MLS. So Ricky Puig, poo-pooing the league.
He's really pooshing all over our league, dude.
I understand making... Like, if if this, you know, tackles like this happen all over the world in every single league.
Yeah.
So there are referees who don't make the right calls. Would he, if this happened in La Liga, does he
no
tweet this and say, oh, laughing emoji? No, laughing emoji, La Liga.
No, not at all. But I do want to, there's a lot of, look, clearly one of the most talented players in the league, if not the most talented mm-hmm. player in the league. But let me ask you a question. It's 11 games that he's played.
Yeah.
How many goals has he scored?
I mean, this season.
This season.
Yeah.
11 matches this season. How many goals has he scored?
Two?
One.
One.
How many assists does he have, which is what he gets paid for?
Maybe one.
Zero. You have one goal and zero assists.
Yeah, not great.
Bro. Maybe MLS is your level, dude.
My man, he's an architect out yeah. there in the midfield.
He's pulling the strings. They're not connected to anything, but he's just.
My man got dental floss on his on his hands.
His sleeve just fell off because he was pulling his shirt strings. The wrong strings, my guy.
I feel bad. I'm like, yo, Ricky Pooh should be having fun in L.A.,
No, he hates it. He's got to be in a car.
Right. What happened to yeah, all? They did all this content around. I'm not bored. I'm having a good time out here.
Not assisting.
I don't think Ricky Pooh is having a good time.
No, it's got to be the coach's problem, right? Like, he's good enough. Greg Vanney has to be on the hot seat, right?
I mean, oh my God! But right before the season started,
yeah,
the that's a good point. Hot seat was a stove.
But bro, how much longer are they waiting, bro?
But there was another. I think it was the U.S. Open
Charlie
Cup match.
Charlie Davies said Greg Berhalter for LA Galaxy.
Oh, interesting.
That would be wild. Kind of a step back for Berhalter, right?
Without a doubt.
National team to MLS.
But the Chris Klein, obviously the GM who's still team
still
president,
there.
Still there. He was at the U.S. Open Cup match. There were people filming him as he was walking like behind the goal, and there was people were like, "How dare you show your face here?
We don't want you."
So just some wild results overall, and I definitely think LAFC Sporting Kansas City to get this draw. Kansas City obviously won a game, which was exciting. They won their second, but then to draw in this game against LAFC when everyone expected them to absolutely be
away,
be demolished. And then there was a quote.
Danny Bawanga.
Danny Bawanga saying that that was the best team he ever played. What? In this economy?
What?
What are you talking about?
This? Sporting Kansas City? Are you sure that's not, you know, Kevincho pretending to be?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Bro, I think Peter Vermees slipped him a 20 bro. And said, like, yo, just say a couple nice things about
Vermees
me.
Vermees is like, bro, there's more from where this came from. Just help me out here, Dan.
So that's quite the high praise for a team that they're fighting for that wooden spoon.
Susanna Collins said, who her fiance is an assistant at Minnesota, said her fiance said it was the best team that has played them all year as well.
That's remarkable.
What is going on?
What is why are they were literally 2 weeks ago, weeks ago.
We watched it. This don't look
Johnny
like-
Russell's in the locker room being like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, you tell me. If you got ideas, write it on the whiteboard, bro.
Because
we'll try it.
Bro, I'm tired of calling these guys by their first name, bro. I'm just like, I don't even want to know them anymore.
Damn. They need to go drop acid like Ted Lasso, bro.
Yeah, okay, bro. All right. I'm glad you're watching, Alexis. okay. Should we talk about... Let's talk about Ivan Toney real quick.
Yeah, man. He might want to start singing on TikTok with Daniel Sturridge for the next 8 months.
Ivan Toney, striker for Brentford. He is...
formerly.
He is banned from all footballing activities for 8 months due to a gambling
apparently
charge.
Goes back to like before he was in the Premier League. And also, he never bet on his own team. Okay. Which is why he's not like banned.
But it's
for
like
life.
A lot of charges. I forgot.
Yeah, a lot. It's like 200 something.
Yeah. No. So he's
the kid got busy.
I mean, we all know if you
love that DraftKings app, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Bro,
if you play in the leagues, you they have very strict rules. They don't want you compromising, the validity of these results in these games. So,
but I don't think he ever bet, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think it stated that he didn't bet on a game he could have influenced.
Yeah, but even
so, that's like at least
sure. It sounds it's a little bit
like, can he bet on basketball?
Who's the baseball guy?
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose bet
never to like lose,
but still bet on
his own team.
He bet on his own team
when he was the manager
right,
of the Reds.
Right, which yeah, that's is not. It's just we can't even get into
that's
the
how
semantics
much
of
a degenerate of it. Gambler he was, where it was like, all right, I'll bet, but not on my own team. And he's like, all right, maybe I will bet on my team, but to win, no. Because I just believe in them so much.
Okay, I'm not going to put up my own child that's collateral, all yeah. right? That's where I draw the line.
Pull up this child that is friends with my child. Okay.
I barely know this yeah. kid. but yeah, that's, look, I see the tweet from, we have the tweet on screen from Fabrizio Romano. And he said he's been banned for 8 months.
Imagine he did a here we go for this.
He's also been fined £50,000,
which is whatever.
Right, it's nothing.
He's running that back on a parlay, bro.
Yeah. He's like, man, that's everything I won on Champions League final.
Do you think he's allowed to bet while he's suspended?
I think no, he'd be no, stupid.
No, no, no. That would be so funny.
I mean, it's like Ja getting holding up a gun alive yeah, again yeah. after he was already punished
for. He would
never
do that.
That's such a silly thing to do. Why would he repeat yeah. that mistake? Some people are defending Ivan Toney a little bit, which seems a little odd.
Who is?
Just in general, they're just like seeing that it was too harsh. They make the comparison like, which I don't think it's.
Is it a guy named Ladd and last name Brokes?
they kind of, a lot of people say they it's the whataboutism. It's like, oh, if there was a racial slur at a game, it's less less.
Which is true. You get less of true. A ban for being racist than you do betting on the sport.
I would love if racists were severely punished for being racist.
Right. The point there is not to have him ban less.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, have racists ban more. Yeah.
Right. So it's a.
You're right, dude. Let everybody bet as much as you want. We can't punish these racists.
Thank you for hearing me out.
I feel like you did the reverse of what I wanted to hear, but all right.
There's two sides.
There's some progress here.
It's just such a moot point, mainly because the rules, even though the rules are very clear when it comes to gambling, the players know what they're getting involved with. Remember when we had Juan Agudelo on the show?
Yes.
Juan Agudelo, he played for the New
York. First player ever to do our show.
First active player that ever did our show. We were communicating with him to get him on the show. And
remember how nervous we were just to text him? We're like, no, we're going to bother him.
It's Juan Agudelo. Yeah. We can't just text him. Yeah. Right? And we text him about scheduling the interview. And then he texts back.
When the interview is supposed to start.
Yeah, because he was busy at
just
the moment.
Just a picture of a whiteboard, and it said match fixing.
It literally said, it said match fixing meeting.
Meeting.
And I'm like, he's in a meeting yeah. to fix matches? Yeah.
By the way, Christian and I both immediately thought he's learning to fix matches and has revealed this to us, which is the dumbest conclusion you could come up with when you get a picture of a whiteboard that says match fixing meeting.
So then we talked to him on the interview, and he's like, yes, I was in a meeting about to not fix matches.
Yeah, yeah, on how to see the signs of it yeah, and why not to. We were like,
So they know that this is something that they should
pay attention in the meeting.
They also know they shouldn't. They also know they shouldn't be racist as well. I mean, but I just want to make sure that's clear. They do know that, and yeah. sometimes they don't do that. But when it comes to the main issue with gambling, players that gamble in sports, is that racism doesn't necessarily mess with your boss's money.
No, no.
Yeah, so when you mess with their money, they're like, right.
Hey, whoa.
Never even heard of it. I've never seen a racist.
Right. You know what I mean?
They don't know anything about that.
Racism? Never heard that one before.
In fact, I think Ivan Toney's lawyer told the judge, let's knock this down to a lesser charge of being an anti-Semite.
Okay, I'll take the deal.
Yeah, we'll plead. We'll take a plea.
Just get traded to the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. That one,
bro. So that's the main thing. So that is why the penalty is going to be harsh, because and it's not surprising. Yeah. So I don't know all the details. I haven't heard Ivan Toney's side.
He released the statement, but it was very like, ChatGPT.
Right. Yeah. It's a little John Morant.
I just found out I think they're going to appeal. But I guess the question I have for you is, he's 27 years old. His contract runs through June 30th of 2025. So essentially 2 years left on his contract. Now would be, next season would be the time you want to sell him. At 28 years old, peak. He's valued at 50 million euros.
He's great. He's a great player.
He's a great player. Great forward. He's valued at 50 million euros. He's potentially your backup, number nine, for the England national team. What do you do with this guy? Do you sell him? Who's going to buy him, knowing he's banned until January of 2024?
I really wanted him at Chelsea. I'm not going to lie.
He's good enough.
How many players? There were players in the hallway. How many more players do you need at Chelsea, bro?
He is that good that people are going to look past this stuff, I think. He's going to come up.
I'm saying that he's missing a huge chunk.
I know. But I don't think it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt his transfer. It's going to hurt Brentford more than it's going to hurt Ivan Toney. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. I agree. All right. Good. Good answer.
Glad we all agree.
Last thing. USL Super League.
Not an evil name at all.
USL, the women's league. Mm-hmm. They have announced that they were working on creating a second division for that would be under NWSL, and now they're like, oh, scrap all that. I think we're gonna do a first division,
right? Instead of under, what if we were next to?
Okay, side by side, arm in arm. So this is, I think, my main question here. What does this do to American soccer? What does it do to women's soccer? But does it hurt? Can it? First thought: do you think it hurts women's professional soccer by having two competing leagues?
I mean, it could. I mean, the marketing approach is that this is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means there's more. They wouldn't do it if they didn't think there was investment that wanted to be in, or if they already knew people wanted to invest in it. They were already going in as a second division, and now they're like, wait a minute, we should go for first. Means that there's a reason why. You would assume
right. There's
a financial reason why they want to go to first division. This could be good. You know, NWSL has had its fair share of controversies, NWSL. So this is maybe a chance for someone else to kind of step in and be like, oh, we can maybe take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Which seems possible that that's the reason. I guess the reason this could be a negative is because it kind of waters down teams.
Yeah, it's a talent pool.
Yeah.
It's going to be, yeah, which league do I go to?
And also now we're competing with Europe, bro. We're competing with the WSL in England for players. If there's suddenly two leagues that are competing, we'll eat ourselves. Versus, and WSL is going to be the one who benefits from it.
Yeah.
So women's soccer benefits no matter what. But in the end, the NWSL seems like they're the ones who stand the most to lose here.
Yeah, it's a little scary. I wonder, if this is a good idea, a good move overall. NWSL has had its problems, but you can see the acknowledgement of those problems. You can see the institutional decisions to try to prevent them from happening again. And you can see that the infrastructure, the things that the players have fought for from the players union, all these, especially recent things, and to have another league. My fear is that the new league will go through the same growing pains that NWSL already went through. And then on top of that, you have the talent pool probably, being like diluted. I don't know.
I mean, the thing also is that maybe there's other markets that could really use teams. And it seems like USL's approach has been to go to, I don't know, disrespect, but secondary markets, markets where it's not your initial thought to put an NWSL team there, like your New York's, like your LA's. So maybe that's good. Minnesota Aurora they sold out seats.
Yeah,
They clearly had a really good support. So there's clearly, from a fan perspective, there's clearly a good use for another league.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess because I'm just so conditioned to like the pyramid, I'm like a strong second division
would be huge
in women's soccer.
NWSL is not a part of MLS. Who's to say that they can't do promotion
and
relegation?
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Promotion and relegation would be huge.
It feels going to be like an NBA-ABA kind of thing at some point where they'll eventually merge.
But instead of merging, they should do a promotion relegation. They should just combine the leagues and say, like, all right, we have
I agree.
15 at the top, 15 at the bottom. You'd be the first American sports league to do promotion relegation, which would be huge. Even bigger for your marketing approach,
yeah,
for your partnerships, for your sponsors, for everything. You'd be making so much money, bro. Just listen to us.
Okay. Look, I'll tell Sunil today. I'll get it started.
There you go.
What's the nickname you're going to call them, bro?
Sonny, right?
Sonny?
Let us know how that goes, Christian. Yeah.
It's always Sunny and Galati.
Tweet at me. Why should I call Sunny and Galati, everybody? All right, let's wrap up. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. As always, I just want to give a quick shout out to some folks that sent. We got some gifts.
Well, we did not.
Oh, okay, Alexis. All right. Yeah. Are you mad? You didn't get a onesie?
No, I'm happy. I'd wear it.
Like,
I
was like,
no.
Come on, Mateo, bro. You gotta let me
wear
it.
But I'm happy
that.
For Mateo.
No, I got another onesie. We gotta get a onesie button. Because we're getting so many onesies. But this is from a dear friend, Kayla Knapp.
One of the best.
Worked in soccer for years. Right now working for the Portland Pickles.
Portland Pickles, and she does marketing for some other
baseball team.
Yeah.
But she works in marketing. But she sent over this,
hey, look at love it.
A little Gully Squad onesie for Mateo. So he's gonna be, you know, he has to obviously join Patreon. I've been telling him.
The kid's just not. He's not with it right now, bro.
He's not that gully yet.
I'm like, bro, are you even Blangolan?
Yeah. No, bro. This is a quick way to get your passport taken back.
Patreon.com/soccercooligans. And we got something here.
Yeah, this is cool. This is Virginia Dream, one of the teams that's competing in TST.
Oh, yeah.
They did a whole lookbook for their kits, which were hand-dyed. So spring and summer 2023. Really cool logo. I mean, one of the best logos, I think, in sports.
Very cool.
It's super cool. It's got, you know, they made like almost like a small newspaper, if you will, with all like sort of like the different marketing looks,
ooh,
that they've had. Yeah, I mean, just the marketing alone is cool. Look at this match day.
All right.
Virginia cute, Dream, bro, versus Estudiantes. I mean, the visually, they're doing stuff that you don't see in soccer in this country, and it's really cool. They hit us up, and they said, hey, would you like kits? And I said, bro, it'd be a dream come true.
Hey, wow. But I'm child.
So thank you so much.
Let's show them the kit.
Okay, sure. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah. Let's go. Christian's like, no, we're not showing it.
I didn't.
Just in here chit-chatting.
Well,
I guess these are t-shirts.
These are t-shirts. Yeah, I got one t-shirt here.
You want to hold one end? I'll hold the other?
Sure. It's hard. It might be a little hard to see. It pink. Might,
yeah, it says Virginia
you
Dream.
Can see it. You can see it. It's pretty cool.
And the black one is the same thing. So
sure. So best of luck to them at TST. Just happened in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, dude. Good luck against Wrexham. Go out there and wreck some.
Let's go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're watching on DraftKings Network, kiss your TV. You can feel free to do that.
Go on DraftKings. Download the app, bro.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Okay.
Pick whichever one you want to kiss.
Okay. Send us a photo of who you
kissed. Who'd you pick? Right, it's gonna happen.
That's how we do it.
Someone's gonna do it. Someone's gonna do it.
We all pause. Like, was that a good idea? No. Is it perfect for our show?
Yes. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at Soccer Cooligans, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere at Not Alexis on all the things at Chris Polanco.
Send me some Istanbul Rex, bro.
That's right. He could use a couple. Have you seen the airport? Great airport.
is it?
You're actually going to be impressed when you
am
see
I?
It.
It's all right.
An unbelievable airport.
Did you say that's where you went to the lounge and it's crazy?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like all the food is like Turkish. It was amazing. It was like a nice Turkish restaurant.
That's crazy.
And it, yeah. So,
but you went Turkish Airlines.
I forgot what airline I was.
Oh, okay. Bro, I'm just going in there. Priority pass, bro. I'm American, bro. Let me in. That's what I'm going to say.
Damn, he's out there. He's going to colonize the Turkish airport.
Have you ever heard of Balogun, bro?
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next week. Peace.
Love you.
Cooligans, buddy. Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.